This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I have the man of the moment, Ugonke, right here in studio with me. How you doing?
Gapila,
thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having us.
And apologies, I couldn't recognize you. Let's jump straight into it. So tell our audience a little bit about yourself, like your background.
Was born in Tembisa in Joburg.
I moved
here when I was probably like 8 or 9.
How did you start your career? Producer, giboneni kwaito, hip hop, like it's a lot going on.
It's a lot. I used to be like the background guy.
Behind the scenes.
They showed me. So it's probably like 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2018. AK was cooking up Bad Habits, and Jay was producing all those albums.
No, you actually have like a tight relationship with Abo Jablani Tindi, Abo AK. Like, how did that friendship, Jay, come about?
Firstly, I became friends no London, Slow N. So because Slow N when he stood over Ubo Engineer, so okay, figure AK, no Jablan, Abo. Slow N say, call it Doctor to Jablan. I'm like, they used to be friends, growing up. So, Nati, I guess, most of the time, Jablan may feel cooking up some shit, so it's language.
I know, it's fine, but nagag.
Yeah, that's why, NJ. 22 Jablani, I met them through London AK.
Okay. Manjege, tell me, have you faced any setbacks in your career, and how did you overcome them? Because I know it's tough. It's tough.
Like recently, Basanong Chichili laptop is all my stuff.
That's the worst that could happen. 2 months to an back, artist.
Like I have a project and pengi pegayo. Like he listened to the pick up here. Although I'm manyama PC, I wished. And kona like the other time we quarantine, I don't know, I was busy internet and just trying to look up some things. And they ask us for 20,000.
Oh my goodness.
And we like we have to leave that surveillance. So Faggy, it's like a new software, so one time in the starting pants. Those are like the only setbacks and I have now.
But you overcame them still. You're still standing.
I'm still standing. When it is the Yashu too,
So Manji, what would you say is your biggest achievement thus far?
Being here, actually, this is my first radio interview.
Are you serious? Wow, I'm proud of you.
Shout out to you guys.
Thank you. Yes, Manji, where do you see yourself like in a few years' time? Let's say like 5 years. What 5 years in nine? City 10?
10 years.
Yeah.
Hey, probably like. See, Linda Wale. As I wish to work out in Tsengelanda, it's in like the only. Is it much bigger than Linda Bayan's? Probably see, like I'm trying to like learn how to code and code little games.
Mm-hmm.
So get Sanders by then I have like a gaming or app companies or being a Wazulu Republic 9/11, you know, some type of technology.
I guess what do you think makes you different from La Mana Majid?
Different.
Okay.
Like, listen to Jay, listen to AK, like Jay when's music ubengathi uhlala le Jamaica like some Caribbean
ufakanyolwane
mawulalele like you in the beach. I'm like, oh
yeah,
that's it, ngise sihlabathini kusuba khona u AK like who get on like yonke into ibumbiya kuyena slow jam yini. We rise above it.
Because
London, like he's from Hood.
Yeah.
It sound there. Okay. So, Umin is like mixing all of that and make it one.
Ake ngimngeni selo muntu selo ke ngenile nje la akasho lutho.
Ah.
Jablan JP bambiza u JP yabani.
Reporting live ngakho poetry holding it down city.
Yenzelcini.
Imagine.
Coming to MJ Washington.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm good. Kusazana.
I'm good.
No, I'm just here to support my guy here, you know, on his first radio interview, holding it down from Mlazi, holding it down in his first interview. It's Mlazi. It's going to be beautiful, bro.
Shout out to all
of you. Manje, how does it make you feel Uwuzu Gonke speaking so highly of you?
No, it's all love on this side, bro. You know, we need to support each other in terms of like, you know, especially in KZN, because like a majority of the industry, like South Africa, bro, the selling products are from here, whether it's the music or the movies or the scripts or whatever the stories. It's all us. It's the first time we started supporting each other and, you know, really building our own like foundation and, you know, like just creating a reliable network of Uwuzi. You know, the artists that are from here get support here first.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
in a major way.
Spoken like a chick. So, coming back to Ugonke, what is that one thing that people are just generally surprised to find out about you?
Hey, dog.
I just the put music, you on the spot.
This music thing now.
It's the music.
It's the music thing now. I look, even now I'm like, I'm surprised. I'm like, cause, hey, this sound like, right after COVID, I'm way past that now.
Okay, I know. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
Personally and professionally. What is your biggest fear?
Not making it, yes.
Not making it.
Yeah. Whether in music or in life generally, got tanje. I've all 10 years left from now. Manging echo. Dang bonako and good say I'm good. Ish.
I know. Manje, if you could turn back the time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him? Now that and you're this age now, you've gone through some things. What would you tell your 18-year-old self?
Hey, dog. Start everything early.
Early,
because isn't the name getting late? Right after high school. So I would say, like, start everything early. Like self-interest.
Manje, how do you want to be remembered? I also want to bring in JB on this one, but I'm struggling.
He does some avid shit, avid things.
Yeah.
Ubo lento le umuntu mase sebenze kanzima then enze izinto like wonke umuntu engazenza bese uthi how na yenzi one no gonke bese uthi bro gonke like JP getting on in the verse, like,
yeah.
At the Donkey Kong, I think, but how okay? We two song, I'm like, it's JB, dog. Yeah, hold on. So, now we feel Kunjula and Jai. Yeah, but the beats, I'm like,
yeah.
Where is it now? It's Gonke, dog.
JB, crossing over to you. What would you like people to remember you by?
I want to be known as the one who really gave it to him.
Bro, you have to elaborate.
Who really did that thing, you know? No, bro, I mean, you know, I want to have a legacy. And, you know, I want to be remembered as a guy who really created opportunities for people.
Yeah.
Above everything else, you know, with this company, Kwazulu Republic, really trying to invest in everything, you know, like from, you know, music to tech to fashion to art to architecture to, you know, whatever we feel like, you know, black people need to get shown a bit more light on.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be remembered as, the guy who was like, yo, I was the first rapper who was telling you, download the game. Yeah, don't change the price. Black person will download this game.
Yeah.
The first rapper was like, yo, dude, you ain't got to be selling your music on Spotify. You can have your own thing as well. Then, I want to be the first rapper who's like, yo, dude, I have a guy who's a chef. We about to open up restaurants. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah,
I catch the drift.
Leave behind. You know, open up a whole lot of networks, open up new opportunities. You know, just really just give it to them.
You guys should see you right now. Okay. Now let's talk about your new song, Stellenbosch Mafia. Why the name? And how did that collaboration come about?
Okay, well, I feel like I need to chop it up.
Of course.
With regards to Stellenbosch Mafia,
yeah,
it was inspired by the book.
There's Mafia.
A book by a guy called Peter Dutot.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his surname. And he wrote this book called Stellenbosch Mafia, and it talks about, like, you know, the rise of certain businessmen in South Africa. And it's almost like a self-help book. But obviously there's a whole lot of scandal and drama and some negative things in there. But there's also some positive things in there. And I just wanted to shed some light on some information that I think, you know, young, you know, African people need to know. At the same time, you know, Ugonke had given me the beat like last year.
Yeah.
And the hook is like, you know,
Yeah.
Mafia like Stellenbosch. I wrote this on my Macintosh. No one. You know.
Okay.
This is not a mafiano, but it's something for the Yano. Sarah Peter version. I'm Lodi. Chain Ugonke is like DJ Cleo. No, bro.
Okay. I know it's getting heated up in here. No, but I'm sure everyone that is listening, they getting the picture.
No, but like, I mean, you know, it's just a song that, you know, I got like the beat last year, and I only wrote for it like this year recently. And you know, it's just a dope concept. You know, I spoke about like losing my grandmother and that thing. I spoke about, like, you know, like just hustling in general, and you know, it's a very, you know, it's a very complex song, but at the same time, the beat is so jumpy. Like,
yes.
Such an active club banger. Definitely. Song, you know what I mean? The hook is so dope. And I know that the people are going to love it, Brian. You know, Ugonke is just a genius for producing that thing.
Yeah.
We recorded it at AK911 Studios, and it was lit. Extremely lit. You
so, Manje, Ugonke, crossing over to you. I know that you're a producer, but have you ever thought of crossing over to, like, you know, rapping, doing the vocals? You know what I mean?
I used to.
Oh, you used to? And then why did you stop?
High school.
Why did you stop?
I didn't have time. We were in my high school. Hey, you're busy. Everywhere. Weekend, you get people. I don't have to cut the score. So I'm let me quit this. This is not for me.
And just focus on this instead.
Yeah. So I used to play soccer. So and then at 17, I was like, who's going to come here and look for a 17-year-old? Like, let me quit this.
Okay. I guess that's valaye, manje. How can our listeners stay in touch with you on what you're working on, you know?
I'm working on a new project called Doppler Effects. Probably going to drop on December or November, end of November. Seven or eight tracks.
Oh, it's going to be a hot summer.
Got Javlani. My EP is always got AK and Javlani.
Ngiyabona. As I said, you guys have a tight relationship, friendship.
Got ULV, got Ukums, and UM from the dope artist.
Manjage, okay. Before I close off with your new track, Jay, I want you to come on air. So the last time you released an album was in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Stay Pure.
Stay Pure was actually released in 2021.
Oh, it was 2021.
Yeah.
So when can people exactly like expect another one?
November. I mean, like, I'm always working on music.
like a solo project from your side.
You know, I still want to drop a few more visuals for Stay Pure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm having so much fun with the project. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to release more from Stay Pure, you know. More visuals, definitely. I'm just obsessed with visuals and directing right now. And even the Stellenbosch Mafia, you know, this Friday we're going to be releasing the lyric video, and there's like a little performance video of it as well. And you know,
yeah,
just a gang of visuals. And Open the Safe as well, I'll be releasing visuals for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a project that I've been cooking up called Summer Samimlas Volume 3.
Yeah.
It's like the third installment of the Summer Samimlas series. Summer Samimlas, the last one had Pull Up Ngakini, you know,
yeah,
that super hit. And the first one had Open the Safe. So, you know, I'm excited about that. There's a whole lot of hits on Summer Samimlas Volume 3. You know, I've been cooking it up for like a year and some, almost 3 years now. As soon as I finished cooking up Stay Pure, the list of tracks for Stay Pure sort of ended up becoming Summer Samimlas Volume 3. And then more and more artists sort of like started handing in songs, you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So I'm gonna drop it by popular demand.
Popular demand.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Again.
Definitely, we can't wait for that. And how can people catch you on social media? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
You know, okay, go on, Kia Pendula.
Oh.
Everything, okay, let's start by
Gonkensiband.
Even on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Everywhere. And JB on your site.
If you wanna get in contact with Uchablantlindi, you can call 0793800250. You can also just Google Uchablantlindi and follow me on like all social media. I'm everywhere.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.